Welcome to the Smart City Podcast. So glad you found us. This is a podcast focused on all things Unicity, brought to you by Cincinnati Bell's Smart City Division, fueling innovation and opportunity. I'm Annette, the Corporate Impact Manager for Cincinnati Bell. Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of the Smart City Podcast. And I am so pleased to welcome back to the pod, Katie Meyer and John Putnam. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Nice to be here.
So we talked about one of the pillars of Smart City being safer streets. And you know, the one thing we want to talk about today is that technology can be a force multiplier for first responders, leading to a safer community. And in a previous episode, you've mentioned that one of the solutions is safer streets. Can you tell us more about that pillar itself?
Yeah, I'll get us started. As we've mentioned in the past, the foundation of a smart city is fiber that is connected to high-speed public Wi-Fi. And one of the ways that we can use public Wi-Fi to support the efforts of first responders is first by carving out some bandwidth for them in the instance, for example, that there's a large public event and cell towers get backlogged and there's difficulty communicating, or just for the purpose of high-speed communication in general. We can make that specially designated to our police officers and firefighters so that they can communicate over the Wi-Fi. Additionally, we can use the heat mapping tools and software to look at crowds and crowd management so that first responders can have live access to information regarding where people are and where they're moving. And they can see, for example, if there are a group of people in a place that they should not be, or if it's really highly over trafficked and that they might need to respond to a certain place.
That's pretty cool. So what other types of technology provide safer streets for smart city solutions?
One of the exciting things that we're doing a lot of work with is Community Connect cameras. So what we do is sell cameras to a local business and provide those feeds from those cameras back to the local police department. So when a crime occurs, the investigative team can go back and pull cameras, and without having to go door to door looking for cameras and getting access to those cameras, and in some cases subpoenaing the rights to those cameras, they can automatically check those camera feeds and use them as an investigative tool. So again, it's a great force multiplier for the police department.
That's pretty cool. So when you say cameras, I immediately think about the conversation around facial recognition and facial recognition software. Do you guys have anything that you want to kind of talk about in that respect?
Sure. Yeah. So camera technology is, quickly evolving and has the ability to detect everything from objects to, in this case, faces. And so, sometimes that's used in private industry and in certain ways. When we talk about smart city, it is quite a contentious topic. It's actually not something that we do or even recommend to communities. But it's an interesting topic because you can see that across our country, people are looking at this issue from different perspectives, and we don't have a lot of consensus. So whereas one city may be banning it, one city may be moving full throttle ahead. But I think the most important thing is understanding that the cameras are continuing to evolve to become very intelligent about detecting specific people and specific items, and that can contribute to efforts in business or in cities.
In addition to what Katie said, I think that gets back to one of the things we talked about in an earlier podcast, in that we sit down and work with each community to determine what's best for that community. So California recently banned facial recognition, and within 7 days, the city of Detroit rolled out facial recognition throughout their entire camera system. So we want to sit down with a community and be respectful for or about what that community sees is their best way forward. So it gets back to that, premise of putting that foundation in place and then sitting down with the community and saying, what's our next step? And being mindful of different communities, morals and desires in terms of the use of technology.
So aside from facial recognition and that kind of related software, what other, kind of benefits or useful purposes can cameras serve in a smart city environment?
It's a great question. We see a lot more communities implementing flow-based traffic control. So there's a camera on the light poles that is measuring the number of cars sitting at the traffic light. And that camera can be used for multiple purposes. So it can sit there on the traffic light and tell us how many cars are waiting and change the red, green, light timing based on the number of cars instead of time of day or other metrics. That same camera can be used for license plate recognition. Many police officers tell me that not many criminals drive the speed limit when mm-hmm. leaving the scene of a crime. Mm-hmm. So we can monitor.
You mean they don't obey the speed limit when they're trying to get away?
No, typically if you're going to commit one crime, the speed limit is one of those lesser crimes.
Roll through a stop sign every now and then.
Yeah, that you're more than willing to not pay attention to. So that same camera does flow-based traffic, can do license plate recognition, so we can monitor the license plates of cars as they leave the community. It can also be used as geofencing, so I can look and see, as Katie mentioned before, we can start monitoring when people are in certain areas and mm-hmm. at certain times and create alarms that say, during the day, it's okay for students to be in front of a school building, but at 3 o'clock in the morning, I might want to be notified mm-hmm. if I see people in front of a school building. So you can create all sorts of metrics around people and where they are, and use the same cameras for multiple purposes.
That's pretty cool. So it sounds like technology has, great potential to be a huge force for creating safer streets, safer communities. Is there anything else you want to tell our listeners about, the potential for technology in that space?
Yeah. So when we work with cities, we, like John said earlier, we do work to identify existing problems and how we can help solve them. So specifically when it comes to safer streets, we want to hear from those who know best, which are those first responders. But it's also critical that the conversations have across department discussions based on, what's happening from every side of this local government, because oftentimes that collaboration is missing and it's really critical to a successful implementation.
Thank you guys for being here, as always, friends of the pod. I personally am interested to see what's going to happen with facial recognition and what our city does with that and what we recommend. So, we'll hang on the edge of the cliff with that one. But
stay tuned.
Katie and John, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening to the Smart City Podcast. This episode was hosted by Annette DiTommaso, with editing and production by Matt Mulcahy. Special thanks to today's guests, John Putnam and Katie Meyer, experts on all things Smart City and leaders of Unicity, Cincinnati Bell's Smart City Division. If you have any questions or comments, please send us an email at unicity@cinbell.com. That's unicity@cinbell.com, or visit unicity.cincinnatibell.com. Thank you for tuning in, and we hope to have you back soon.